This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The abortion rate is dropping. A report released Monday based on the most recent figures show an annual rate of just below 17 abortions per 1,000 women of childbearing age per year. The Guttmacher Institute, a former research arm of Planned Parenthood, released the news showing 2011 having the lowest abortion rate since 73. It still amounts to over 3,000 U.S. abortions daily. A Canadian woman was 22 weeks pregnant when she suffered a brain hemorrhage. According to the Vancouver Sun, Robin Benson's husband, Dylan, has organized a fund to raise over $36,000 online to help him keep his wife alive long enough to see his son delivered by C-section. The Christian family that owns and runs Hobby Lobby is thanking Americans in a new video for supporting the company and its lawsuit against the HHS mandate. The Green family says they want members of the public to understand their family's convictions better. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. In other headlines, Governor Phil Bryant of Mississippi gave his State of the State speech on the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, and there said that his goal is to end abortion in Mississippi. And this Thursday, February 6th, is the National Pro-Life Chalk Day for pro-life students. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.